ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन
देव सतगुरु
आप सबकी बहुत ही स्नेह भरी याद लेकर
I carried everyone's much love-filled remembrances with myself. And as I reached the subtle region,
what
did I see there?
In
one direction there was very beautiful decoration.
कई प्रकार के पंडाल और देवी
where there were different marquees where the goddesses were in their full decorated form and lines and lines of devotees were standing in front and praying to the goddesses. Some were asking for mercy, some were expressing their pure feelings. Today, of course, is the day, the first day of Navratri, the nine nights of worshipping the goddesses.
और बाबा उनकी तरफ देख करके बच्चों को इशारा किया
and then in another direction baba was standing in front of many many children baba then indicated to the children the brahmin children and said look children this is your memorial they have been your deity form has been worshipped from the copper age but even now at the end of the iron age the devotee souls continue to worship and pray to the goddess form with such love, such regard. So seeing that worship-worthy form of the Brahmin children, the father too is pleased. And the father has great pride that these are those same beloved children who had attained such an elevated stage, the worship-worthy stage, and were able to share blessings with the devotee soul and fulfill their pure desires. My children had fulfilled that elevated task, and even now they're carrying out that task in a subtle way. So Baba emerged many, many children in front of him. Baba gave all the Brahmin children drishti. Baba raised his right hand of blessings. And through those blessings and light, all the Brahmin children became beautifully decorated in the form of the goddesses. There was a great deal of difference between the way the deities are decorated in the Laukik way and how Baba had decorated the children. So each child was seated on the elevated throne and each child seated themselves on the seat. Baba was smiling, the children were also happy. After a few seconds, what did I see? The children were seated on their individual thrones and the throne started to shake. And somewhere, certain children, their decoration was becoming a bit dull, the shine was fading away, the decoration was, for some, was getting mixed up a bit. So Baba too was observing this scene and he then said, and he asked the children, what is happening now? So the children were also not realizing what was happening. Baba then explained, the goddesses are being worshipped on the path of devotion and the devotee souls undergo such great tapasya to have a vision of their goddesses. The speciality of the goddesses is that they had made themselves complete with all the powers. And no matter what kind of scene or test paper had been faced by Maya, whether it was big or small, subtle or apparent, these souls, the souls of the goddesses, were able to perceive the test paper well. They didn't even allow those obstacles or those problems, those test papers to come close to them. The father is seeing the Brahman children in their complete perfect form. But there are certain shadows of Maya that come from the front, from behind, from the side. And so those subtle shadows don't allow the children to become their complete perfect form. So I then asked Baba, what is this subtle shadow of Maya? The children are conquerors of Maya, isn't it? So Baba then further explained, one of the forms of the subtle, the shadows of Maya is that, rather than see Baba as he is and what he is doing, they forget the attainments that they are seeing from the father and get influenced by what others say. Secondly, Baba said, Maya's subtle form is that of the arrogance of I. Thirdly, Baba said, while thinking about others, children get engaged in comparing themselves with others. So if you just focus on making yourself perfect with what Baba is giving you, you will attain that stage of being worship-worthy goddesses. The father is continually engaged in making the children perfect and complete. When he sees even the slightest defect or weakness in the child from the subtle region, he continues to give the child strength, empower them. Sometimes the children get worried about, I didn't receive this from the father, I have not attained this from the father. You are receiving everything from the father, but you continue to feel empty. And then Maya finds the opportunity to enter and do her work. So now what do the children have to do? Remember your worship-worthy stage. Remember all the powers that Baba has bestowed on you. Experience that from time to time, regularly. Listen to the call of the devotees that is resounding all around. So in order to fulfill their pure desires, spread pure vibrations, spread the vibrations of good wishes all around. In the goddesses, one main quality or power of theirs is that they are able to perceive. The power of discrimination is very sharp, and so the goddesses have always been able to know Maya or Ravan from a distance, being able to chase them away. So your children have to focus on the powers of discrimination. To be able to understand Maya. Because you're not able to perceive or discriminate, you get entangled in the play of Maya. Recognize the father as he is, who he is. And then Baba also drew attention to creating that stage, that inner stage, where Baba is my companion, the one to empower the goddesses, or the Shakti form is the father. So stabilize yourself in that combined form of Shiv and Shakti. And bestow blessings on the devotees as well, and only then will there be glorification. I then placed the bhog in front of Baba. Baba emerged all the Shakti forms in the subtle region. The devotees anyway go and offer bhog to the goddesses, but today Baba emerged all the children in their Shakti form. It was as though Baba was offering bhog to them and blessings. Baba said, Baba is very pleased to see the children in their complete Shakti, perfect form. I then especially offered remembrances on behalf of the Nepali family, especially for the soul of senior sister Sheila Didi. Baba said, this child, this daughter, Sheila Didi, had established service in Nepal through her tapasya, her sacrifice, her service. And she did such wonderful service in the early days. The child, Baba immersed her in front of him. She was very happy to be with Baba. Baba said, this child has served top quality, the top VIPs of the country, Nepal, the royal family. At the end, she had settled many test papers through the body. She was detached from the body. She continued to only remember Baba and served others through the subtle form. And now she'll go into a new role and play a special part. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.